Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Catfish Pro Catfish Bait and Catfishing Supplies, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision. Well, folks, you know, hunting hogs at night has become very, very popular. It's not something I just started doing. I can remember hooking batteries, car batteries up in a series and putting bulbs out in the woods and baiting them up and trying to hunt them that way. But Mr. Paul Tyson is my go-to expert on anything to do with thermal hunting, night hog hunting. He's very, very knowledgeable about anything to do with your thermals. And Paul has a company. It's called Gear the Hunt, gearthehunt.com. And he's readily available. So I'd like you to meet Paul. You probably already know Mr. Tyson, but visit with him a little bit and maybe learn a thing or two. Paul, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Luke. Glad to be here again.
Yes, sir. You've been with us several times, and you've helped me tremendously. I'm not one of these, being around 70 years old, I don't readily take to electronics like my grandsons and a lot of other people do, but you've worked me through a lot of this, and it's, you know, learning to set up a new scope. What, 6 months ago or so, folks, Paul came out to the house, and AGM Global Vision, that's a name and a brand of scopes that I want you to know about. He came out, and they're Rattler, Rattler. That's one of their lines, I guess. And set it up for me. It took him about 10 minutes, like two shots, and moved the crosshairs over to where the holes were hitting on the target. And I've probably killed 15 or 20 hogs with that, one at a time. But, Paul, it's not rocket science setting these new scopes up, but you do, if for the first-time person doing it, it's good to have somebody to quiz a little bit, don't you think?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, some of the terminologies and just the fact that you're hunting in the dark is foreign to people, to most people. Most people, or a lot of people, haven't grown up in the country and know what it's like to hunt with lights and hunt with night vision and now thermal. And that in itself is odd to most people. And but as far as the thermal scopes go, if you can run a remote control on today's TVs, you can run a thermal scope. They're not difficult. There's a small learning curve. So I can teach anybody out there how to run a thermal scope. It's just like I say, it's just like running a remote control. As long as you understand the terminology that is in the scope of what the words mean.
Yep.
It's not difficult at all.
That's true. But the fact remains that if somebody does get hung up on a little topic, they could pick up the phone and you can answer their question for them, which means a lot. Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I'm here for. My phone is on all the time, and usually, I'm taking 5 to 10 calls a day, helping people out with their future purchases and the purchases they've made, asking little questions and how they can get a better image or they don't quite understand why a scope's doing this or that. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir. Well, you do a good job. Let's shift gears a little bit. Now, the Rattler by AGM Global Vision that I mentioned, I've been using it now, Paul, for, I don't know, close to 6 months, and I've killed quite a few hogs. I hunt with a bolt action, little 223, and I'm shooting most of these hogs up within, majority of them 50 yards, sometimes a little farther, but you know, you set that thing up for me, and basically I haven't done anything except kill hogs with it. I hadn't done any play-in or adjustments. I probably should have, but it works just fine. So the Rattler brand, there's two things, friends, we want to talk about. The Rattler brand, I know a little bit about. I've hunted with it for 6 months. Now, one of the deterrents for me years back, until I discovered AGM Global Vision thermals, Paul, one of the deterrents was money. I was hesitant. I just could not see sinking thousands of dollars into night vision. Now, If I was a billionaire, it'd be a different story, but I'm not, and most people listening are not. So for about $1,000, friends, you can get a Rattler. You can purchase one through Paul or whatever for about $1,000. Paul, I want to see if you agree with this, that you can take, put, mount on your rifle. It doesn't have to be an AR. It can be. And you can kill hogs all the time at 50 yards. I think probably 75 yards you can identify them well. But not $8,000, but $1,000. Am I right?
That's right. For $9.99, you can get the Rattler 256 resolution. Perfectly adequate for 50, 75-yard shots. You can see animals for several hundred yards. But in thermal, the closer they are, the better you can identify. And I would say it's safe to clearly identify, say, a pig from a deer or a deer from a cow or whatever at 75. Once you get some experience in the field, may even stretch that out to 100 yards. But just up from that, the next model is not but $11.99. It'll put you out at the 100-125-yard range. So they're very affordable. They're actually the highest quality scope you can buy for the money. And at $9.99, it sounds like a lot of money, but in the thermal world, that is a bargain.
It definitely is. I know because I've been exposed to it for a few years to the thermals, and then you can now that gets you going. Now jumping from say digital night vision, which uses an IR, jump from there to even a basic thermal, to me was great. It opened up a whole new world for night hunting. I mean, you know, I'm now looking at heat signatures and I'm seeing them back in the brush. I'm seeing an owl land in a tree. Look up there. Wait a minute, that's an owl. You know, I mean, it's just I hate to use the word better, but by golly, it's just better. I mean, now, and I'm not knocking the digital night vision that I use for a bunch for several years. Yeah, those products are, you know, few hundred bucks, but the step into thermal, and once I discovered that a place where you could actually get into thermal, start hunting with thermal at a reasonable rate, I was all over it. So the Rattler brand, now they go up, they, you know, you can spend $1,000 or $1,100 on a Rattler and you can go hunting and you can kill hogs, but you can also get to a bit higher resolution and the computers, onboard computers, can't you, Paul?
Yes, sir. So what I call their entry level is at $9.99, $11.99, and then you double the resolution. You jump up to a 384 resolution. Well, almost double. But you double the resolution, you jump up to $19.95 to $24.95, and then you can double it again from 384 resolution to 640 resolution. Now you're jumping up to $39.95 type area, but that's a top of the line processing.
Yeah.
But going back to your point about night vision, there's nothing wrong with night vision.
No.
There's a ton of people still use it. If you've got open land with no cover, no tall grass, you can clearly identify animals for a long distance. But when you're in any kind of tall grass, any kind of overhanging cover, trees, you get reflection back into the lens, and it makes digital night vision difficult to use, especially for somebody like you that's hunting in the woods.
Yes.
Thermal is not affected by that. The only thing that affects thermal is humidity, and it doesn't affect it nearly to the level that light affects digital night vision.
Yes.
But yes, so the range is $9.99 up to $4,000. And it wasn't but a couple of years ago, $4,000 is where thermal scopes started.
I know it. Yes, that's what I was getting at. And folks, I do represent AGM Global Vision. I don't pack any bones about that. I love the company. I like working with them. I like their products. So I'd like to state that right up front. They have a AGM Global Vision has a new scope that's out called the Adder. Now, I have one coming, Paul, and you're going to get to, I know you're very familiar with the Adder. Actually, I watched a YouTube video of AGM I guess it was Gear the Hunt that you put on. You did a very good job explaining the use or the functions of the adder. So I have one coming in. It looks more like a conventional rifle scope, and I think it's going to appeal to a lot of people, Paul.
It is, and it already has, and there's a few reasons for that. The first and foremost reason is it is in that mid-level resolution, the 384 resolution, and they packed a lot of features into this new scope, but they kept them the same price as the 384 line that the model numbers match up with. So in the Rattler, let's just say there's a TS35-384. Well, there's also a TS35-384 in the Adder. They're the exact same price with more features. And just to cover those features, on the Rattler, not that this is bad, but on a set of CR123 batteries that it runs on, you're looking at 3 to 4 hours per set. But you can add an auxiliary power supply that I generally include with with my Rattler cells, so that you can get another 8 hours. But the Adder has dual 18650 internal batteries. So the Adder, without nothing added to it, runs 15 hours out of the box.
That says a whole bunch right there, too, to the usefulness of it, doesn't it, Paul? You know?
So, yeah, that's right. With no additional cost of buying batteries, you're getting a whole night of hunting. I don't know of anybody that hunts for 15 hours straight.
No.
So you're getting close to two nights hunting out of one charge. Then you can add a CR123 battery to the top of it, get another 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you want to add an auxiliary power supply, you're getting another 8-10 hours.
Exactly.
So the battery performance is flat amazing. As a matter of fact, it sets the industry bar for battery life now over every manufacturer out there. It also comes with the best scope mount you can buy, in my opinion. It's the American Defense Manufacturing Recon 30mm scope mount. That's a $200 mount they're including in that price.
That's true. You know, Paul, one thing that is very useful to me, and then a lot of people too, we do a Larry Wysoon and Jeff Rice and I do a weekly show that's on Carbon TV called A Sportsman's Life. It's also on YouTube. Few people watch it on YouTube, but and we've recorded video and filmed some night hunts, you know, with the Rattler. Well, it doesn't have the sound, the audio, but the Adder does. It has both. You can record sound and the video with it. So for some people, you know, that's a big plus too, isn't it? You know.
Well, that was my next point.
Yeah.
Is one of the additional features to the Adder is they are the first company at this level, price level of a scope that has included or integrated audio in with their video recording. And it's what every scope should have.
Yep.
But for some reason in this price level, most all scopes do not have audio, and it just makes the playback a lot of fun.
It does.
It brings another type of reality to what you're showing people in your videos.
That's true.
Which it could be excitement, or it could be a few cuss words. You just never know what's going to come out of that microphone.
In the real world. Paul, I wish we need to get you back more often, because I alone could come up with enough questions to fill this show or just visiting with you. But we're out of time for this segment already. How do people contact Paul Tyson? The best way to get in contact with you?
My number, and it's available all the time, is 214-837-1994. That's 214-837-1994. You can look me up at www.gearthehunt.com, or you can check me out at Facebook and Instagram or YouTube at Gear the Hunt.
Paul, thank you a lot, buddy. We'll get you back again soon.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Folks, I want you to know about the Smokintex electric smokers that I've been using for about 15 years. Go online and check them out. Smokintex.com. Smokintex.com. They're smaller units and bigger units. Spend a little time online there, and then contact Diz or Scott up there at the headquarters in Plano. Give them a call and pick their brain. Figure out exactly which one you need. Smokintex.com. Also made possible by Butcher Packer Supply. Everything for the home butcher. Go online to butcher-packer.com or just Google Butcher Packer Supply.